This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we begin a week-long series of interviews with cultural heroes and one-of-a-kinds.
It's the Les Paul Show.
Hi. Hello, folks. Let's see, I've got my guitar, I got my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And I got a room just loaded with electronics. We've got some inventions here that make one voice sound like many voices and one guitar like many guitars. And by means of these 6L6s and plugging them into this amplifier, why, we managed to...
Well, why don't you grab a guitar and show the people what you can do?
All right, I got a lot of ideas. Here we go. Now, that's one guitar. Now, if you want two, I just throw a switch.
How about three?
Easy. Now, if you want four, switch.
How about five?
It's a cinch.
Les Paul has spent his life playing guitar, inventing guitars to play, and inventing devices to record himself with. He's invented so much, he's often been called the Thomas Edison of music. For starters, he invented the solid body electric guitar, overdubbing, reverb, and multi-tracking, inventions that help make rock and roll possible. But Paul himself has stuck to jazz and more middle-of-the-road pop. In the 1950s, he had several hits with his wife Mary Ford, including How High the Moon, Vaya Con Dios, and Bye Bye Blues. At the age of 84, Les Paul is still playing once a week in New York at the club Iridium. He lives in New Jersey in a home with four recording studios. He used one of those studios to talk with us back in 1992. We began with a recording he made in his garage studio in 1948, the recording he describes as the first that combined his inventions and recording techniques into one bag of tricks. The song is Lover. Les Paul, welcome to Fresh Air. So is that you playing all the parts?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was this the first record that you overdubbed on?
Oh, no. No, I started it in 1933. I started in the 20s by punching holes in my mother's piano rolls. But I did it because the rhythm guitar player and bass player would go home and I'd say, darn it, I wanted to have him play Limehouse Blues, and I wanted to try something. And I'd say, well, as long as they're not here, what I'll do is I'll play the bass and I'll play the guitar and I'll do that. But I never recognized that that could be such a tremendous tool.
What was different on this recording of Lover from anything that you'd ever done before?
Well, the sped-up sound, the echo, the playing the bass line, making a guitar sound like a bass. This is the first time in history that anybody had ever done anything like that. And then to speed the guitar up and slow the guitar down, and you get all these different sounds by muffling your strings with your wrist, And these were all new things to be exposed to the world. And of course, I had my problems because so many people weren't ready to accept it.
So on Lover, the high, fast, trebly sounds that we hear, that's a sped-up guitar?
Mm-hmm. Along with the normal guitar, mm-hmm. the whole idea there is to be able to get octaves and to go an octave below and an octave above and to do all the harmony parts and everything, you know. And that was not the very first record I ever made that way, but like I say, it was the first. That was the first one to come out. And that came out about a week after I had an automobile accident where for 2 years I was to be in the hospital just in a basket. everything I had was broken, and I was in bad shape for about 2 years. So I had a lot of time to think, and I unfortunately didn't have that many records in the can, so to speak. What I had are records that were completely done except for the last part, which was the melody. And the reason I left that melody off is I figured that every week that went by, I got better. And if I got better, why, I had newer ideas. And so I'd leave that last part off. And after the automobile accident, I had to do the next recordings in a cast, a body cast. And so with one arm fixed right up even with my face in air, the only thing I could move with my right hand was my thumb. So I put a thumb pick on that, laid the guitar. And I had a rack built to hold the guitar horizontal, and it laid there flat, and I just stood up and played my part, and that's how I made the parts for the next four or five records.
Now let me get to one of the hits that you had. Let's talk about How High the Moon, which you recorded with Mary Ford, one of your big hits.
Thank you.
Let's hear some of it.
That you love me, it's out of use. Where there's music, I wonder how far. Where there's heaven, it's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, still my heart, how high the moon.
How would you record Mary's voice to get that echo?
Well, that was something that I spent 2 years trying to find out. I didn't want reverb like an empty room. I didn't want Carnegie Hall. I didn't want that sound. I said to my friend, very dear friend, he and his girlfriend, Mary was my girlfriend, and myself, and a fellow named Wally Jones, we were all sitting in a little tavern at Santa Monica and Western out in Hollywood, and Lloyd was arm wrestling with me, and we had a pitcher of beer and some popcorn, and we're watching the fights on Friday night, and he pulled my arm down really easy, and he says, "Les, you're not concentrating. You're usually pretty rough to bring that arm down on." And I said, "Well, I'm thinking of that echo." And I said, "I haven't figured that delay out yet. I haven't figured it out." And he says, "Well, you still worried about that thing?" And I says, "Yeah, I need it. I need it, and I don't know how to get it." And he says, "Well, explain it to me again." And so this night, Lloyd, I explained it to Lloyd again. And I says, "Picture that you're on the Alps." And I say, "Hello, hello, hello, hello." And I said, "I want it to repeat, and I want it to repeat, and I want the delay and the decay, I want to be able to vary it." And lo and behold, he says to me, you mean like putting the playback head behind the record head? Oh, boy, I threw $10 down on the table, and I said to Wally, pay the bill and bring the girls, you know? And we left him with the $10 bill and the girls and the beer and the popcorn and the TV. We're gone. And by the time they got home, you could hear all over the neighborhood, hello, 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 you know? And we'd found the disc delay.
You know what I want to know? Why did you want to have echo on her voice?
That's interesting, because I felt as though when you play the note dry, just dead, it just drops like a rock. And in this case, I didn't want that note to say, hey, and just go on like Carnegie Hall. I wanted to go, hey, hey. See? And now, if you want, you put a little tail on it. You go, hey, 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 hey. You know? And it gives you such command of so many things, the toys to work with.
Are you still inventing? Or are you still in the process of creating things?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are you working on?
We're working on a bass, Les Paul bass, that will be at the NAMM show next week. We're working on all kinds of things. I've invented a thing for piano. I got another thing for high blood pressure. I got all kinds of things.
Something for high blood pressure?
Mm-hmm.
You getting into the medical field now?
Well, it's just that...
You need it.
Not that I need it. I saw that there was room for it in the medical world. There's a lot of things that you recognize if you're lying in bed and you see a guy do something that's the hard way. And you say, you know, how come you're doing it that way? Well, the same thing applies to... it goes all the way back to, Terry, if I can really take you way back, it's the first time that my mother in her home had a radio, a Victrola, okay? That's the gramophone, that's the phonograph, okay? And a player piano. And I'm sitting there with all these things. And I looked at it and I says, you know, there's something interesting here. This piano... I can punch a hole in it wherever I wish, and that note will come out. And I can slow it down and speed up, and it doesn't change pitch. Okay? It just gets slower or faster. If I put my hand on a phonograph record and I slow it down, the pitch changes. Why? And that's the key to the whole thing, that curiosity. Of that, you just asked that question, why? And you got your life cut out for you.
Well, Les Paul, I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Smiling through, don't sigh, don't cry. Bye bye, bye bye, blues.
Our interview with Les Paul was recorded in 1992. This is Fresh Air.